Well, we're going to have to work very hard on our small sites. We're going to have to work very hard on the sites which the council delivers directly. So, for example, on Twickenham Riverside, we've made sure that we've got at least 50% of affordable housing, and I think it's 80% social rent and 20% affordable tenure. The problems that we have, unfortunately, what makes Richmond so lovely is also the barrier to building. So, as I say, two very large rural parks. The river takes up an enormous amount of space. People forget about the river. And we've got so many local municipal parks and, you know, smaller parks and green spaces. And we have the Royal Botanic Gardens in Kew. So much of what we have to work with is very constrained sites. And we were hoping to provide more housing on the Stag Brewery site, but of course the mayor intervened, and that hasn't had a brick laid in the 8 years that I've been leader of the council. And it's not because we don't want to build it. We've given planning permission time and time again, but the mayor keeps interfering and prevents those houses being built.
A report came out not so long ago, and it actually did name Kingston, I know you're Richmond, but Kingston, as one of the places in the country that has the most empty homes. Kingston and Richmond, they're seen as family boroughs, but families can't afford to live in them. And they also, the properties that are being built, I would say, are not family friendly. What's the barriers, and is there a case for looking at these empty properties and bringing them under council control and creating and making family homes?
Absolutely. We're already doing it in Richmond. We have the empty homes acquisition scheme. So we go out and where possible, we buy those homes and press them into service as social rent properties. We are doing as much as we can. One of the problems, of course, is that even though it's an empty property, we still have to pay market value for it. And the market value of properties in Richmond upon Thames is pretty steep. But we are already buying properties off the market. And we're also looking for properties when they come up for sale through, you know, just because people are moving on. And if we can find something that we can snap up at a decent price, then we sometimes do that as well. Obviously we have to do it through third parties, otherwise the sellers will just see the council coming along and think, oh, right, we'll whack that price right up. Thank you very much. Because they think we've got these terribly deep pockets, which we don't.
Yeah, and I mean, some of these homes are actually empty. So they are owned by people, but they're not being used. What's the council's remit in being able to tell people? Because it's a private property, so people can do what they want with their private properties.
They can. What we do is we use all of the levers at our disposal, including the additional council tax bills. We're trying to close all of the loopholes that we can on people getting away with leaving something empty, but not paying any council tax. So we are trying as much as we can. There are some legal loopholes. You know, if you can get away with it being unoccupied, if there's a chair in a room, that used to be the rule. If there was a chair in the room, then it was counted as being furnished and ready for occupation. We try everything that we possibly can. We use both carrots and sticks.
Do you think this is something the Mayor of London needs to do more on? Because this is just two boroughs that I've quoted, and there are going to be thousands of homes.
Absolutely. We need the powers to buy. We need the powers to build. What we also need, and it's sometimes quite frustrating, is that we'll often see housing providers, the social housing providers, with, you know, bungalows or flats which have been long-term empty themselves. And we need the social housing providers to really, you know, get on with making the repairs, so that, you know, all the dilapidations. We need them to bring those properties back into use so that we can get people out of temporary accommodation. The number of people in temporary accommodation across the capital is an absolute scandal. And more importantly, it's costing us a fortune. Across the whole of London, it's such an expense of keeping people in, you know, in the temporary accommodation market. So we are doing everything that we possibly can to bring existing properties back into use